Jay. Big Hood in the beard.
Yeah, boys. We talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
We back.
Big Hudson in the building.
So I think I figured out why I'm out of breath all the time. Just the little arm movements and shit I'm doing. I don't think it's because I'm actually nervous to do it. I think it's just I'm really out of shape and I'm moving slightly.
I mean, Big Hud will do that to you.
Yeah, Big Hud just gets you jacked the fuck up, son.
All right. Where can they find us online? Come on now.
I'm just, let me give Big Hud some love first so he doesn't sue our asses. But hey, if you are trying to find us anywhere else other than how you're listening to us right now, if you want some more of us, head over to the IG at Dallas Cowboys Can Fan. The number one Dallas Cowboys page on Instagram.
In Canada and the United States. And
this not is in Canada, worldwide.
We're global. This is a global movement. The number one Dallas Cowboys podcast.
Before I get you to say the YouTube, I got a quick question for you guys about the are we going to have to rebrand? Are we going to have to go Cowboys Can Fan eventually?
I think we are. I think so.
I mean, if we're going to pull the curtain back just a little bit.
Yeah, just to let people know if it does happen.
If it does happen, we'll let you know. And we're going to have to make that decision soon because we're getting close to that 100.
Cowboys Can Fan sounds it rolls off the tongue. It rolls off the tongue a lot better than Dallas Cowboys.
You know, and we're not going to run into any. Look, we'll worry about it when Jerry Jones sends his first cease and desist letter, okay?
Okay, who do you think, Jerry Jones or Big Hud?
Oh, Big Hud's already been sending them.
Fuck Big Hud then, giving him all that shit. Well, so hey, where can you find the YouTube at there?
Right now, AJ? You got to search Dallas Cowboys Can Fan, and we're going to keep it that way until we can actually solidify our name, and then we'll let everyone know who gives a damn.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. We're kind of switching around times. I think we're starting with morning.
You know
right
what?
Now, or we're going with morning.
Yeah, we're having our own debate. We're trying to be analytical, and we're trying to figure out the best time to drop, but you know, just basically Tuesdays is when the videos start flowing, and we have... Now we're coming up with about 5 clips a week, just little segments. So if you don't want to listen to our dumbasses talk the entire time, you can just come
in. Many clips. Sweet. That's awesome. It's starting to progress for sure.
That's right. So moving into our first segment of the day. And you know what? I think that was a really good intro. It was nice and tight.
I thought it was really good, too. And I had some new, lower third actions for
not use them?
I used them.
Oh, nice. Them. Look, so here. They were popping up?
They were popping up.
Yeah. Like and subscribe. Hit the notification.
Subscribe, like, hit that notification.
In fact, hey, am I raising the roof on them right now?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not. I didn't even say like and subscribe because
you
I saw
it
roll up. So, you know, but you're hearing
they
it.
They have to say like and subscribe, though. It's part of the...
Well, it almost worked out better that he didn't because now we've said it 10 times.
But, you know, here's the other thing, too, that I want to say something about. Let Big Hud come for us because right now we ain't monetizing this channel. So we're going to be rolling until we want to monetize. And you know what? Because we're out here for the fans, we might never monetize.
Well, that's bullshit.
100%. For the record, we will sell out 100%.
100%. We're just waiting for that big fat check until we can brand ourselves with everything.
Oh, get Manscaped. I hear it all the time. Give me the Lawnmower 3.0. I want to trim my boys. I want to manscape myself. That's a big one that's going on.
Magic spoon.
Tired of clipping his balls with his head trimmer.
My head trimmer. It's like I go from my head to my beard to my balls, and sometimes I don't know what
head,
order.
Head, as in...
Your head.
Do you ever do this?
Yeah, no.
Hey, honey, come look at this. And then you just shave your whole body right in front of her.
Well, this is not a perfect segue, but what is the first thing we got going on in Cowboys Nation here today?
All right. So today, I mean, you've been saying it since the beginning, and it's kind of jacked me up. Usually when I see clips, I'm like, yeah, okay, you're picking and choosing clips. Not you, but people when they're putting out like highlights. But it's starting to pay off in dividends. And, I don't know what that really connects to what I'm going to say here, but Ezekiel Elliott is ignoring the media. He's all business this off season, and this is from Connor Livesay of Blogging the Boys.
I don't believe that guy's name.
So the only thing I don't like about this statement of ignoring the media, how the fuck is he ever going to hear about the Can Fan podcast, son?
Damn. That, and you know what? That, I don't think he considered this media, though, right?
No, we're entertainment. But I love it. I like that he's blocking out all the noise. I think he's maybe that you always hear the term maturing when you get a young player come in and say maybe they might be a little immature. Maybe Zeke, I'm not saying he was immature, but maybe he was living the fast life a little bit, and maybe he was not as engaged in off-season activities as he could have been. And when you keep seeing articles like this and you're hearing that in OTAs he's killing it, and he just seems focused this year.
I think when you're a younger player, you have natural talent. You don't really have to rely on doing much to your body. Like, you know, you see some of these guys who come into the NFL or even the NBA, can use that as an example just for young players coming up and having natural skill, and then they have to start putting on the pounds and putting the effort in. And I wonder if, because he's in his second contract, right?
Yep.
This is when, you know, people start saying you're not going to be as good as you were, and they start doubting you. So do those doubts start leaking in and you start wanting to
play? You got
to
elevate your game. Yeah. You got to elevate your game, which by all means, from the rumors, but everyone's going to say this about any player on their team, especially one of their highest paid players. They're not going to say, oh, you know what, he looks unfocused and out of shape. You're not really going to hear that. You're going to hear he's focused, he's in shape. But from all accounts, it seems legit at this point.
Do you pick him as your who? Okay, what Cowboys are you picking first round in the fantasy draft?
No matter what, are you talking about ours?
Yeah.
Well, Zeke's going to be gone. I have Amari Cooper. I doubt.
Why would Zeke be gone?
It's a keeper league.
Yeah, but who has him?
I thought we said was it Joey? I don't know who has him. But guaranteed, if you have Zeke, you're keeping him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But let's just say for the sake of just fantasy talk, if any other league that's a snake draft where, you know, you start off, you have anyone you can pick from, I am 100% taking Ezekiel Elliott. I don't care if I'm drafting first or 12th. If he's on the board, I'm taking him.
That's why you're the host of the number one Dallas Cowboys podcast in the world.
Yeah, I'm taking
worldwide,
him.
Wow, baby.
Hey, before we jump into something the next one, I just want to say, you know what? We hold ourselves credible when we fuck up on the podcast, right? And we kind of, you know, stormtrooped our way through the Jordan Brand segment last week, just kind of like a bunch of bumbling idiots.
I don't think any of us knew that
I had never heard the term Jordan Brand before.
I was like, yeah, Air Jordans, 1990s.
So we just were like, oh, well, maybe Dak's the first guy. Well, our boy at the All Even podcast kind of was like, bro, just Google it. It's not that hard. So I did go ahead and Google Jordan Brand NFL players. And there's actually quite a few popular players that are on the Jordan Brand.
Like the entire fucking world. Randy Moss is on the Jordan Brand. Yeah.
Michael Crabtree.
You got Devontae Adams, Clay Chasepool, fellow Canadian, woot woot.
Marvin Harrison, old school gangster.
There's just a bunch of people. So
yeah,
even your boy T.O.'s on it.
So, I mean, I'll say when we fucked up, and well, there you go. I don't know if they can see the screen right now. There's your Jordan Brand.
Oh, you know I got the screen up.
There's your Jordan Brand players.
Alshon, the shitty Philly.
Before we brought anything else up, I just wanted to say that. Well, when we fuck up and bumble, I'll go back and say we fucked up and bumbled.
But you know what? If you're coming here and expecting that.
Expecting research
and analytics.
Checking. Guess what we're going to do? And you know what? Who knows if we go back to if we play back the tape, we were in a very engaged conversation, and sometimes you want to step away from the screen, so we're not going to Google everything.
And that, like you said, if you're coming here for stats, I don't think anyone is. I think they're coming here. We all show up an hour early. We crack some drinks. We have some drinks. We go over what we're going to talk about, and then it's just pull down the pants and go.
We restrict our conversation for you. But you know what? Honestly, thanks for calling us out. Love
getting called out.
Oh, absolutely.
I love getting called out. And I have no, I'm shameless. Like, is that the right word? I have no issue going back and
you're
saying.
You're shameful, that's for sure.
I'll say we'll go back and we'll correct it.
Yeah. But anyways, you know what? If we want those media passes, we should be.
Well, guess what? We're
a little better at this.
We're less journalisms. We're keeping it real.
Journalists.
We're less about journalism, and we're not journalists. We're about the rawness, and
we're YouTube journalists.
Look, I've been called a great locker room guy. Yeah. So I'm and you know what? I think we're a great tailgate team as well. So
oh, shit, yeah. Watch just out for us at your local tailgate
2021-2022 season, baby. Dallas Cowboys Can Fan, maybe future Cowboys Can Fan pod coming to your local tailgate, and we're a great tailgate crew.
Shit, yeah.
And look, as long as we keep putting money into this and not getting any in return, we are going to be invested in getting that money back somehow.
Somehow, some way.
Okay, let's move on to kind of a tandem topic here. Top wide receivers, top running backs.
Tandems, though. So tandems. We're talking like top 1-2 punch for receivers and then top 1-2 punch for running backs.
Exactly. So are the Cowboys in both of these lists?
I've looked already, and to me, I
would say yes.
I would say yes. They weren't in the wide receiver one.
No, and the running back one, I think, is pretty nail in the coffin.
The running back one, it's in the NFL right now, there's not very many like decent 1-2 punches that each guy could start and do well, which I think the Cowboys have. So that was a little easier to decipher. What really threw me for a loop was that they weren't in the wide receiver. I do not understand how you cannot call Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb a top 5 1-2 punch in the NFL.
So it's the same kind of article. I don't know if it's written by the same book, Bucky Brooks. Let's see if they're both written by Bucky Brooks.
Another fake
Bucky
name.
Brooks.
Here's what we're realizing today. Those online bloggers, because I'm not going to call them journalists, they have fake names. They're using aliases.
I actually like Bucky Brooks. He does know his shit.
Okay.
So is this the receiver one we're on right now?
I'm going to roll through these teams and names pretty quickly here, okay. and then you tell me which one you think is not warranted or that we could swap out for, or stop me when you see that one. Okay,
Roger.
Okay, Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek here, and this is two receivers, so it's not wide receivers. It's just tight ends included, right? Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Tennessee Titans, Julio Jones, AJ Brown. Seattle Seahawks, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett.
Love him.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin. And the Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson and
Adam Thielen. I think they could have taken either four or five.
I think four and five could have been swapped out for show.
Call me crazy.
What, you're thinking Titans?
I am not I love Julio Jones. I don't know that I'm like excited about him in fantasy.
But you got to think though. Now, I mean, I don't think he's a number one here. I think AJ Brown might be the number one, and maybe that's what Julio Brown needs later in his career.
You're very true. Yeah, Julio Brown.
Did I say child? Julio Brown?
Yeah, their love child.
AJ Brown. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Fair enough.
But before you jump off this,
yep.
It's tough to say that the number two duo is two guys that have never even played together.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're going to put them on the list, like maybe four or five, like number two seems a little aggressive.
I agree. And then to come back to your point, sorry, because I totally just derailed that.
It's but all good.
Definitely looking at these last two, Tampa Bay's Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. I mean, Adam Thielen, sure, he has had a history of some really damn good football. Fell off last year, and I don't know. I'm always scared when receivers have that, or running backs have that kind of down year, and they're starting to get older.
I'm more worried that their quarterback's fucking Kirk Cousins. That's more of my worry. Like, the other guy, that, I don't know. I do not, I think at the end of the year, if you're going to, now that I'm thinking about it more, I think the Vikings are out of there. I don't even think they're... It'll be top 10, but
yeah,
I don't think
Vikings are five.
I definitely think Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are. I mean, shit, man. Even are you want either one of those with Gallup?
Yeah, right? You could. Yeah, it's tough to say, but
and we're not just saying that because we're bandwagon boys.
No, the BWBs, they're legit. They're talking just what they feel.
I mean, hang on. There we go.
So going into running backs.
Yeah, let's flip over to the running backs. So,
I think number one, or you just go through, and then I'll just say what I think after.
Okay, so we'll go one by one this time because really like Cowboys are on this list.
I really like number one.
I agree. Cleveland Browns, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt,
unarguable. They are definitely the number one. Both those guys could be starters and have 1,500-yard seasons with any team in the NFL.
You know what, though? That kid came in the third. They had a couple injuries last year. Richardson.
And he was a fucking baller, too.
It's that type of thing is like, okay, for sure, these I'm not doubting these players' talents, but there's got to be something with that scheme that like is like any running back can sit
in. Maybe that third string's just one of those guys that's fucking really good, too.
Absolutely.
So you don't, it's tough to say, but at the moment, Ad, what do you think? You think they're number one?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're 100% their number one.
There's not even a close number two, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For a tandem,
right?
Now, I think this one, if it was a New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram.
Back in the day, two years ago, yeah. They would battle for the top one spot. But, I mean, and Murray's not a bad player.
No, the thing with this one is obviously Alvin's the one who's carrying this into the number two spot.
For sure. And I almost think it's, what's their quarterback's name? The white dude, the running dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
That guy.
I can't even think of his fucking name right now.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Who is their quarterback,
it's,
by the way?
It's the switch player. I can't think of his name.
Completely judge
Tyson
him on
Hill.
His looks.
Taysom Hill.
Bring it. Give me a full screen.
Taysom Hill. I got some controversy with Taysom Hill.
What about him?
Last year, for 1 week, I think it was week 13, 12 or 13, they had him slotted as a tight end in fantasy. That's and he was right. playing as starting quarterback.
Yeah, and then you could still get all his points, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I definitely I'd hang out with him.
It's not his fault, man. He's just a dude playing
the
ball.
I think the running back situation, it's more him and Alvin Kamara than it is him and Murray. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
Like I bet you Hill maybe gets more rushing yards than Murray next year.
Like honestly,
I'd bet on it.
What about what's his name? Kyler Murray.
Yeah, but he. What do you mean? What about
as a tandem? Having him, you're talking about.
Don't get ants started on Kyler Murray.
So you're saying a tandem as like a quarterback. So we're kind of getting off the topic, but you're saying quarterback, running back for running, like running quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Kyler Murray would definitely be top five. Obviously, the number one would be Lamar Jackson, without a doubt.
For sure,
it'd probably be Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, maybe. Taysom Hill, Dak Prescott, and then I'm trying to think of another.
Do you think this is, and of course we're getting off topic right now, but do you think this is the most scrambling QB roster that we, like not roster, but...
league?
Yeah, like look at all the scrambling, like solid scrambling quarterbacks.
So not really like scramble, right? They're not running quarterbacks, but they can get out of the pocket and run. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, they can handle. They don't need to stay pocket.
It probably is. I think around the Mike Vick era, people are trying to find the next Mike Vick a little bit more. But there's definitely like a solid 5 to 10 teams now that have a quarterback that if everything breaks down, he can take it.
I think quarterbacks coming up, like any sport, are seeing quarterbacks they like. These kids have an arm, they can also scramble, and for years it was like I want to be like, for example, Peyton Manning. And I'm sure before Peyton Manning there was other people, but like the scrambling quarterback has always exist, but it's never been.
What do you mean Peyton Manning and scrambling quarterback?
I mean he wasn't
so they want to be like a
so like
your
yeah
prototypical
you'd be like,
drop
this
back.
Is how you play football, but now you're looking at
I think though like it was so after yeah, Michael
Peyton Manning scrambling.
No, but I think you got to look at the year. Whoops. You got to look at the years. So we're now the reason I think if we're seeing a decent amount of scrambling or not having to be pocket controlled QBs, it's because
this is awesome. Hang on. Peyton Manning rushing.
Go back. Okay, go back to the beginning.
This has to be like his rookie year.
Look at those.
You know what though? He looks slow because he's just so tall and gangly. But like, wow, he took it like 40 yards there.
And he's got these little tiny legs.
They just for the 3 minutes they just reshow this 6 times. Nice. It's against the Cowboys.
Yeah, he tricks the whole.
He goes to the right. Yeah. I remember watching this game. This was a great fucking game, man. I think it ended up being like 45-43. That was such a good game.
I got it, Mama. I got it.
And sorry to say, that was against the old
the boys.
Cowboys. There,
that was such a good game, man. Because that's when I think the year Peyton broke a bunch of records.
Yeah,
and Romo went Romo went fucking heads up with them. It was such a good game, man. They didn't win, obviously, but it was still a good game.
What was I in the middle talking about before you rudely interrupted me?
Something about you're just saying
I was just going to say, and then we'll get back to the tandems, but if you think about when Vic and, I mean, you could kind of say McNabb was in a similar vein, but nowhere near like...
McNabb was definitely a script, like a...
But I'm...
sick plays.
If you look at Lamar Jackson or Murray and any other scrambling or not having... I don't even... What would you call them? Not a pocket-controlled QB, but they obviously grew up younger watching Vic, and then they transitioned into that kind of role, right? Because when Vic came in, it wasn't... You had to be a pocket controlled QB.
Yeah, he was completely.
He broke the matrix. Before the dogfighting, yeah, he broke the matrix.
But he did, for sure.
What we're seeing now is more people who are growing up with the arm skill and the brain to be a quarterback, and then also saying like, "Well, I'm not going to put my athletics secondary. Like, I can incorporate this into my game. It's actually great." And to the original point that you were making, I would guess that in the next, say, it's easy to say 10 years, but just to make it fun, I'll say 5 years. We'll probably see almost every NFL team have a quarterback that it's at least scrambling for like 200 to 300 yards a season.
And it should
right?
be. Why wouldn't you want that as your arsenal? The only downside of that is what happened to the Cowboys last year. Dak takes it for a 10-yard run.
Yes.
He gets tackled. He breaks his fucking ankle into 18 pieces or whatever it was, right? So that's the only downside is the quarterback, when they get hit, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is with quarterbacks. You risk your quarterback when he's running getting injured, which it's almost not worth it. You know what I mean?
It's because they're skipping leg day.
ankle fracture day?
Do you also think it might just be because, like, look, Anthony, you play defense. The time you get a chance to rack the quarterback,
you just
it's
get
like,
that extra
I'm
going to
do it. Then.
Well,
like,
I mean,
gonna...
and obviously that's why when you, as much as we hate when a QB slides.
Oh, I would slide if I was a QB.
You have to. It's selfish of you.
You
to
play
not.
Madden enough. Yeah. You play Madden enough times when there are fumbles like every third time.
But not only the fumbles, just the injuries. It's selfish of you to not slide. So anyways, let's get back to the
tandems.
Let's get back to the
back
list.
To the tandems. Back to the tandems. So what was it? It was the Browns were one, Saints two. Coming in at three are Dallas Cowboys, which I think they could have maybe fought for two.
Yeah.
I don't think three is a bad spot for them.
I think, injuries last year plus just the fucking Kamara's history.
He's sick. Kamara's sick.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just like, okay, you give it to them.
No, they had a better year.
100%. The Cowboys are like I'm still big on Tony Pollard. I love the guy. And I love Zeke.
Yeah, it's just that guy's got some wiggle. He does. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. And he's got some fucking wheels. Like when Pollard hits that hole, if there's not someone within, if they don't have that right angle, he's gone.
Are they going to use them as a tandem, or is it going to be Zeke's game? And then
I have no idea.
Tony P comes in.
This is the 1 year. You just don't know. It depends. If Zeke comes in, this is the thing. If Zeke comes in and says revitalized and looking mean, how do you take him off the field? What I would like to see is them use TP a little bit more in quarters one and two, and then maybe have Zeke just come in fresh for quarters three and four.
Yeah, but do you think he kind of needs to get sometimes
a rhythm?
You need to get the rhythm. You need to get your legs. That's why I think sometimes the tandem route can screw up a certain type of
you
back.
Go with the hot hand. You don't take Zeke out for anyone really, but all I'm glad that if Zeke gets hurt, we have Tony Pollard that could come in and carry the load. You know, it helps our running back position set where unless some fucked up shit happens and they both get hurt, we're looking pretty good at running back.
I was just trying to find and maybe we can look into the I'll bring this up later, but there was a stat about, and I think Ezekiel Elliott was one of the quarterbacks, but the
running backs.
Yeah. It was definitely about who's the big Henry. The more you have to get him 20 touches to
Zeke's
get
the
results.
Same.
And
Zeke's
it,
the same.
Right. Like some of these running backs, it's like, sure. The first 20 touches, that's just all softening everything up. And then, and then they start to explode.
I'm just spitting out my ass here, but
yeah,
there's the Cowboys record. After like games where Zeke gets 20 touches, their record is
Well, I'm sure
if you, you know the stat.
I don't.
Hit us up in chat.
Yeah, if you know the stat, you hit it up. But Zeke
could Google it.
But I Zeke, I know. Zeke games that Zeke rushes for more than 20 times, the Cowboys record's a lot better than when he doesn't. Games that Zeke rushes more than 20 times.
This is a behind the scenes look at our producer just Googling it on his Razer laptop.
It might not even show up. I think that's a pre-show.
You know what? Yeah, this is something that we're not going to waste your valuable time with. Okay,
thank you. You weren't talking to me. You're talking to the fans,
the listeners. I can't say your fans.
Crack another one, you lush.
Crack them if you got them. Moving on. Let's just finish this list up. Indianapolis Colts. Jonathan
I honestly forgot we were on the list. Still.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, we could end it here. But the last two. This one's a bit of a cheat one. They take the three-headed monster.
I don't like it. I hate it too. I don't like it.
I think all of those guys are great. I don't want them for fantasy. I might pick one up in a late round.
Jonathan Taylor, I'd take.
I'd take him in number one. I would take him for a number
like flex position.
Flex position would be great.
He'd be a solid flex position.
I had him as one of my number two. I think my number two running back.
He came on strong at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, but it sucked because they have this three-headed monster. Yeah. Anyway, you know, if you can get them in a later round, one of those guys might be good for injury's sake. And then I don't mind this at the end here. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Raider Nation, baby.
Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I think that's a fair spot.
Again, it's another one of those they haven't played together yet, but they both have,
I mean, Jacobs is sick.
Very sick.
And then Drake's a great number two.
Huge hogs, both of them.
Yeah. Well, by hogs, we mean they own pigs.
They own, yeah.
Classic pig move, right?
Classic pig. Hey, Adam, I hate to break it to you. We got some spelling error on that Cowie Boys. It's okay.
No, watch, I'll fix it right now.
Live fix.
What is it?
For the audio listeners, you gotta go to YouTube. And we
oh, he forgot to
no, it's the Cowie Boys. Instead of Cowboys, it's Cowie, C-O-W-Y. Cowie Boys.
You know how many people you just sent to the Cowie Boys Instagram now with that?
No. It's on the background screen.
Yeah, but if they're trying to add us, they
just type in or
yeah, I can type it right here.
Okay, anyways. Okay. something I think that would be fun to bring up again before we move next topic.
Oh.
Cowie Boys, yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking right here, and I wasn't...
Because it's a cowboy. There we go. Boom.
Well, good. How about you guys? That's how we do.
That's how we
guess
do.
What? Guess what? We're going to do it live.
We do it live. Our trip. We're conceiving this...
It's already been conceived. It's in the womb.
It's already been conceived. It's in the womb. We're going to be going to a potentially. I know. Okay. Good point. The KC game is a rich trip. Is a rich ticket.
That's going to be all going any team against the Cowboys is going to be rich.
It's coupled with Kansas City.
I just think it's also going to be. Yeah.
It's just any team against the Cowboys.
I think we're fucked no matter what. So
this is the thing. But because it's a 5-day split between two games. You don't have to pay for food, house, anything for 3 days.
That's true.
So say you do a Sunday to a Sunday. Well, now you're adding 3 or 4 days to your trip. You're better off to spend another extra $100 on a ticket than 3 nights of accommodation and food.
Yeah.
Boom. Argument ended.
Boom. Okay.
So and we get to watch a potential. We get to see Patrick Mahomes.
You know what? Stupid. I'm stupid for even bringing it up.
You're getting me jacked up over here.
Okay. Here's what we do. We land in. KC. We're landing in KC for, is it the Thursday nighter?
And any of you fine businesses out in the Kansas City area that are wanting some sponsorship.
Fine, hunky Canadian. Oh, I thought you were going to say
sponsorship. Hit us up, you know?
We will couch surf.
If you're a Kansas City fan watching a Dallas Cowboys Canadian Can Fan podcast.
And made it 20 minutes in.
we almost have enough subscribers to get our official name on YouTube.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, sorry.
Well, you know,
Kansas City game is Sunday. Right? Kansas City game is Sunday.
We're there.
I think it was the 11th.
No, it was like in the 20s.
Okay, so whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so it's the Kansas City game Sunday night, and then the Cowboys play the Raiders on Thanksgiving. American Thanksgiving. There's no other trip. That's one.
That's a trip. I know. You're gonna bring this up to us?
Yeah, well, good.
Shaking the feather.
Good content.
Anthony and I were talking about beforehand as well, I was explaining to him that I was with somebody, we were looking at Raider tickets, and
Yeah, but the Raider tickets in Las Vegas?
They're so expensive right now. For like the last row.
Every ticket is.
At the top of
the
seat.
Every ticket is.
Listen, I'm getting heated. Can you hear me?
I'm getting heated because every fucking NFL ticket right now.
His face is going as red as that fucking
Maple. They're all trying. Everyone's trying. They're putting their tickets up for these fucking insane prices, hoping that some schlub.
He wouldn't even let, okay,
I can't
we're going to be
you.
One. We're going to be three of those schlubs.
No, we won't.
No.
Ad finish and I will.
Okay.
I was going to say. $1,500 for
but they're. I'm just joking.
$1,500. This is how fucking stupid it is. $1,500 for Seahawks versus Raiders in Las Vegas.
Okay, but
for
this
pregame,
preseason. So this is the thing. So all the ticket prices right now are insane. Like they're jacked up. But I guarantee
what? Who's more jacked up? The ticket prices or you?
Me, because I'm going to explain to you. Anyone buying tickets to any NFL game right now on the secondary market is stupid. You got to wait for the market to set itself. Let week one happen. And when I guarantee once week one gets closer and none of these people are actually selling their tickets for these prices, they're going to start dropping down. And by week 8 or 9, when we're down in the US and A, we're going to be seeing the tickets. They'll probably settle down. I'd say it's going to be about $250 to $300 per ticket.
And I'm fine with that. And guess what? We're just going to go scalping, right? Like we're going to go.
Well, you don't scalp. What you do, you wait. You wait for a day or two before the game. You get on StubHub. You get on whatever thing, and people start getting desperate because they're obviously not going to the game. They're trying to get the most value for their ticket, and it's just going to drop. So you got to find that breaking point of just before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't
that show you how long it's been since I've gone to a game? Yeah, you just go find the greasy guy yeah. standing outside.
No,
I was going to say, welcome to 2021.
I have a good scalper story. We went, Dave Altros, if you're listening, me and him went down to the Seahawks game one year and we had free tickets and we gave some guy scalping tickets, our tickets plus $100. And we were like literally three rows from the field. It was awesome.
Oh, so you had tickets and then
we had free tickets.
Upgraded.
Yeah, we just $100 in our free tickets. So $100 and we were like three rows up.
Fucking
and man. We were wearing Tampa Bay Bucks jerseys. It was awesome.
Would brother Adrian be coming with us on this trip?
Well, I couldn't imagine him not.
I mean, I'm talking to Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg might even come if we do the RV.
The thing is I imagine if we start talking about this now in June, I think we're gonna have like probably 10 people with us.
I think we're gonna have people come with us just to come on the trip and not to actually go to the game.
Yeah, people won't care about the game.
Well, and then that's
okay,
the kind
okay,
of which is
okay.
Fine.
Question for you: would you rather?
Oh, we lost the TV.
Hang on, I'm bringing it back.
Would you rather? Have because if Dallas doesn't do as well during the season, this is in November, the ticket prices when you're in KC will go down.
That's why we wait.
So, but I'm saying, like, would you rather have a better record or a cheaper ticket price?
A better record.
Yeah, that was a trick question. If you said cheaper ticket price, I'd be like, well,
I'm already locked in because usually the last couple times I went and bought tickets, I've had Tay with me, so my ticket price was double what I paid. Basically, is that what it felt like? So I'm willing to pay up to fucking $1,200 for tickets, boys. I'm just joking.
And I already sourced our driving. There's a toll we have to avoid, but that's fine because we're gonna stop in Oklahoma City.
Oh man, I would love Oak City, baby.
Cool. No, it's happening.
It's happening. So
those are our dates.
We'll keep you all updated.
And if you have any Airbnbs or if you want to take us in for a Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving
it's
meal.
Before, I was going to say, the game's on Thanksgiving. Yeah. We end up missing the game because we're eating Thanksgiving with someone.
And Jerry, if you're listening, no problem if you want to donate.
Hook us up with a suite.
If you want to donate a suite and do a live play-by-play.
So Jerry Bear?
Get those extra views.
Jer Bear Jones.
Jer Bear Jones.
His oil.
Jerry's inner circle. That's,
oil.
That's what he said. Call me Jer Bear. All right. Hey, here's a story from a Cowboys alum.
Ex-Cowboy. Yeah.
Now, I don't know, Anth, do you want to break down the new kind of COVID rules that were thrown out for NFL players?
So I think the COVID rules are basically they need to be vaccinated.
It's like, okay, essentially, all of the restrictions that we're in and then a little bit more are for people who are not vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you're free to pretty much roam and do whatever the hell you want. So we have a Cowboys alum, Cole Beasley here.
Yeah, the Bees.
Says
the Bees!
He would rather retire than get COVID-19 vaccine.
I call bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's just kind of...
I call bullshit that he won't get the vaccine.
Oh,
I call bullshit that he'll retire over getting the vaccine. He's playing hardball right now. If it gets to season and they go, yo, you need to get this vaccine or you're literally not in the NFL anymore, he'll jab it in his butthole or whatever. He'll get it, guaranteed.
That's
how you get the vaccine, right?
Can you fake that you have the vaccine?
Maybe.
Well, here, I mean, the NFL, they are probably going to force to see your medical records.
Or watch you get the jab, maybe.
I want to see him. I want to see him get it.
I want to see you get poked.
I want to see you take down your pants and put it in your pee hole.
Is that how the vaccine is?
Yeah.
My take on it is teams have, and the NFL is, whatever means it wants to take it can.
Yep.
And players do need to make that decision. In my opinion, I think Cole Beasley is just making a kind of...
He's trying to strong
arm it. And a political stance, I guess. The reality is, like, this is going to be stringent, or what's the word?
Stingent.
Stingent. It's going to be really hard, but it's going to go away essentially once after this year, let's say, right?
So this is with Beasley, like you brought up, the NFL is a corporation. They have employees. The NFL can say, hey, you're going to get this vaccination or you're not going to play in our league.
Well, here's the thing. They're not restrict. They're just saying, okay,
if you don't have it, you have these restrictions.
We have to treat it as if, and the other side of it, and I don't know if this is the way that Cole Beasley went about it, but even the CDC has said, or one of the people in the CDC, this is that the fact that the raw facts you get with us has said, hey, if you have got the vaccination, you don't have to worry about the people who are unvaccinated. Regardless, though, the NFL still has to treat it as like the pandemic that it's being declared as, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the funniest thing about this article, and it might not be this one, it might be the one that was on the paywall,
right?
That instead of, they said ex-Cowboys receiver instead of Buffalo Bills receiver.
Oh, yeah.
So here it says Buffalo Bills player, but the other one, I think it was... ex-Cowboys wide receiver.
Because
so
the Dallas this, Morning
so the,
News.
Okay, that makes sense then.
But still, that's how we want to remember our Beasley. The man has great hair, and you know what?
He's a rapper.
Bring up one of his raps.
Yeah, get one of his raps. He actually released raps. Get one going real quick. He released it. I think I tried listening to about 15 seconds of it one time.
Okay, Cole Beasley, let's hear what you got. Turn it up.
Is this him freestyling?
Yeah.
Oh, turn it up, man.
I can't. Oh, shit. As he say, how the fuck am I supposed to turn it up? I mean, he's reading off something. That's not a freestyle. He's literally holding his phone reading lyrics.
It's like, I would say, like, yeah, man. Wow, Cole Beasley, the NFL... wide receivers rapping, but like I wouldn't listen to this and be
impressed
and like want to like you're like a fucking impression of Eminem, and that's cool and
but
like very
just,
good very
but the
good
title
very
the
good.
Title's the best Cole Beasley freestyle
with Bebe.
He's reading fucking lyrics off his phone.
Yeah, this isn't freestyling as far as I know.
Okay, just stop talking for a sec.
He's Cole Beasley.
No way. We got to stop that.
Homie in the background, though. That was the best thing about the video. Look, watch the guy in the background. Okay. Go back to the guy in the background.
Was he digging it?
Midway through. This is all for sure. For show.
Well, it has to be for
show. Go back.
They're
go
on
back.
A show.
Go back. Go back a bit. Look at his face. It's like, go back a little bit more. Look at him right there. Yeah.
There's no way they actually.
You don't
think.
Really think that this lady's like, I don't want to be this fucking shot.
Was she hiding behind? She's hiding behind a monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very. I don't know.
You know what?
I'm over it.
I'm not going to get 3 minutes of my life back.
This is me walking into the living room at Sarah B's house. In 2001, and
having
seeing,
joke raps with each other,
yeah, and having some guy rap and be like, "Oh man, that guy's pretty good. He's on beat."
Yeah,
and then like,
yeah.
you know, getting sidetracked by something else. By some lady.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys fans. Ba-ba-ba-dee-dee.
Yo, with the Cowboys. Spaghetti.
I don't want us to get canceled, but we're continuing on some COVID.
Some more COVID. I mean, it's still hot news.
It's hot news. And we're looking.
And it's still to do with the Cowboys.
It's still to do with the Cowboys. The Cowboys right now are below that 70% vaccination level. And I don't know what that means, but that's what they're reporting.
So I think it means. So 53-man or 90-man roster. Out of that 90-man roster, less than 70% of them have been vaccinated.
And here's those protocols.
You know, why is that even news, though?
You know Jared Bear's just like, look, guys, I don't care if you get vaccinated or not.
I just find it's funny that we're at this other part of the NFL season right now waiting for training camp that this even makes headlines.
Yeah.
But it just works so good. We had to tie it into the Cole Beasley not wanting to do it and then the Cowboys having an article out about it. I don't know. I don't. My opinion is if you don't want to fucking get it, don't get the vaccination, but then just follow the restrictions.
Totally.
That's it. That's all there is.
And collect your hundreds of thousands of dollars per game.
Okay, exactly. Devil's advocate. Here's the thing, though. From an organization level, you want to have, if the amount of money it costs to continue to get the COVID tests and the type of restrictions that have to be put in place, it's easier for an organization to
definitely
get the players vaccinated. That's probably why that's why it's being news.
But the fact that it's even news that the Dallas Cowboys haven't had 70% vaccination rate yet, they're
it's
probably off, at like
it's
60%.
It's off-season, baby.
Yeah,
it's
off-season.
Well,
what's that say right there, that Twitter post?
This one right here? It says, Cowboys want to enjoy NFL's loosened COVID restrictions in Oxnard, but recognize getting vaccinated is a personal choice.
Which is sweet. They are going to Oxnard, California, to have training camp, which they regularly do. They didn't last year, obviously. They're going back, which I would at some point, obviously won't be this year, but if CanFan picks up enough, training camp trip would be sweet.
Oh, training camp trip? You know it, dog.
Look, I am, I've just been saving all my CERB, okay? And for anyone else listening out there who's not Canadian, CERB is the free money we got from the government every 2 weeks. But no, I was...
Thank you, Trudeau.
Luckily, Trudes. None of us had to go on CERB.
No, exactly. I actually did... I got it thrice, and that was in my transition period coming home, and I was locked in quarantine.
From when you were traveling.
Yeah, and I did a lot of mush. No.
You got CERB because you're an influencer, and like it's so hard for you to like travel and like work.
Yeah, I was like, how my fans can't see me. I'm forced to be home.
I can't go into the woods and take photos with blankets and canoes and trees.
Picnic baskets.
Sir, don't you live in the wilderness? It's not the same.
Hashtag PNW.
Hey, so moving into off football news, do I have the right?
Yeah, I think we've ventured down this route many times before. At this point, when we've all had a couple drinks, it steers away, and I'm okay with it.
And you know what? We're doing really good for time, so we can venture into this conversation here.
Not a fan that out of all sports, you pick baseball.
Yeah. I know. Hey.
But it's okay.
And this is, Anthony, that's a great point you made, because baseball has, I love baseball movies. We talked about this on the last episode. Yep. Baseball movies are probably the best sports movies, in my opinion.
I'm going to watch Sandlot July 4th weekend.
Hell yeah, you are.
Absolutely, good idea.
And I'm actually disappointed that I didn't put it on my list, so I'm just going to say
I know,
that.
Full disclosure before AJ gets into this. There's a couple movies I'm mad that I put Varsity Blues on my list over, I had a listener reach out. Over fucking Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, how did you do that?
How did none of us have Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, low key, for sure.
Right? So, anyways, back to the shitty sport of baseball. What's happening?
So, baseball has had a problem with just people caring about the game. So, there's been an uptick in home runs, and there's been an uptick in strikeouts, and then a lot of the...
What do they say, though? You know what? We're losing our audience. We got to get some more homers here. Get some more home runs.
No, but But there's been a drop in offensive play in baseball because all it is either home runs or strikeouts, and I'm fucking...
Yeah, post Moneyball with Jonah Hill, everyone's like, yeah, it's all about getting on base.
This is not about that. This is about... just getting guys swinging for the fences every single pitch instead of the people who will play a ball into field, get someone on
fake
base.
Faking a fastball.
Playing the game of baseball.
Playing the game of its purest form. you know? Playing the game in its purest form. Look at him check his hair. Hat.
Look good, though.
Adjusting his hat. Oh, he's still not happy. Look at that. He's still not happy.
Rechange. Get it. Redo.
This is a behind the scenes look at producer Alex Johnson.
BWBT.
Fixing that hair.
Moving on with the reality of baseball today. So baseball, what they've done is for years, pitchers have been known to use substances on their hands. And it's just kind of one of those.
Like a wax or something. Like, give us an example.
One of the examples used crap is
it's like crap. They've used crap.
No.
they call it the shit pitch.
They go to the pitch.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen.
They go to the bat catcher and say, "Just take a big steamy shit on my hands." I'll call it crap.
He just puts his hand down low. Right
talking
by
about
the
baseball,
ass.
How did none of us say League of Their Own? That's a great baseball horn.
There's no crying in baseball. Yeah. No, but so what's happened in baseball is pitchers have been using substances like sunscreen and other and then there's other kind of like more
why sunscreen?
Illegal. It's just
better slides grip. Off their hands or something.
It's apparently it gives them better grip on the ball. This is the argument they use. I don't know. It's probably all to get. What the argument is that they are spinning the ball quicker. There's more RPMs.
Which I can see that. I mean, if you put a fucking oil on your hand, what's going to happen? It's probably going to slide off it, not grip it better.
Well, I don't know, man. This is.
Are we going to have to go out here with a couple hard balls here and start throwing some pitches?
Add it into our combine day.
You're right. No, that might.
What's
that
the best substance to put on your hands? Crap, sunscreen, or oil?
I think the substance allows them to grip the ball in a certain way. Whereas if they don't have that substance, they have to grip it in another way. Right.
Gotcha.
And so anyway, some of this is. So some of the pitchers are arguing this is for.
What does Beasley say about this?
He's writing a rap right now about it.
Yo, the MLB started to get me. Sunscreening me.
So I think your biggest thing with this, Alex, isn't the fact that it's happening.
No.
It's the fact that midway through the season, they've implemented rules to go against it. Midway through the season.
That's like playing Monopoly and then all of a sudden being like, changing some sort of rule.
Yeah,
you can't do it mid-game.
So, yeah, never.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is not that they're going to do something about this. It's that it's such an amateur panic move to like do this in the middle of the season. You would never see our beloved NFL
never
do that. They would.
They wouldn't.
They would. They've had games where it's like they're talking. The debate of the rule has happened multiple times that season, but they still wait till the end.
It's like the narrative. There's been a couple of years. It feels like the fucking narrative is that type of play. You hear it over and over and over.
Over and over.
It fucking out because you don't just bush league it and change a rule.
No.
However many fucking games the MLB's in, they're probably in what games?
And then you're in off season. You're like, you know what? What the fuck were we drinking when we were talking about changing that rule mid-season?
Yeah, but you have to just wait.
Let it simmer. Throw it on the table. Let it simmer there a bit.
So how many games in did they change it?
So let's see where we are here with the MLB. Check the Google.
I don't like it. I think just changing rules midway through season's bush league, in my opinion.
So we are well into...
Over half.
Like, we're about over 60, 70, almost 80 games in, yeah.
Yeah, so and about half.
Just also talk about that for a second. Why the fuck does baseball have to play so many games?
Because they want to get that money from, like...
Yeah. Do you think if it was, like, one or two or, like, maybe even three games a week, like the NHL does... Do you think there would be more, you know, there's not a baseball game on every day, so maybe there's more excitement. Maybe you're going to draw more people in by having less games. Maybe it's that argument is less is more working for you in that situation.
That and again, just to bring it back to wrap this conversation up, the NFL is in a great spot with even just adding one more game this season. So, but like every game matters, whereas the MLB, your team can fucking... go shitty for 2 months in a row and still make the playoffs.
Could literally lose a week.
There's no excitement.
Seven games in a row, and at the end of the day, if they get on a fucking heater, it don't matter.
The MLB restricts players from showing any sort of like excitement when they hit a home run. They have to get their thumb out of their ass and not and allow players to celebrate, to be themselves, get personality in the game. It's like The NFL cut back a little bit on their celebrations, but they let it go to a point where they were like, okay, we can't have players running into the stands. Right? So,
but the
MLB needs to bring needs it back to understand
to,
that.
Bring so. It back to the sandlot. Bring it back to the purest form. You know,
I don't know.
What I'm
whatever the NFL exactly. is doing, you're right, Adam. I don't know if it's to do with the product or who's running the product. The NFL's killing it. The NFL rating compared to any other major league sport is laughable. The NFL fucking dominates all of them. Maybe not soccer.
What about esports?
Sorry, or esports. We're talking about like...
And call it football?
Yeah.
And there's American football?
American, in North America, the NFL rules the roost.
Look
when
at
it
this
comes to sports ratings.
Look at this.
What
this
about
is
NASCAR?
Super, dudes,
NASCAR.
This is
it kills
super telling.
NASCAR.
This is the Adam. If you can bring up my screen.
Your wish is mine. As you wish.
I can't bring this up because we got. I mean, there's so many pop-ups. Why don't you pay for subscriptions? Okay, I can't get rid of that. But anyways, look at this, Ant. Viewership and Adam Trent. Viewership tens. I'm sure it should say trends there. The spelling error. Come on. Brian Goff.
Let's just look. Okay, hang on a second. Let's just talk about what's really serious here. How many tabs do you have open?
This is
up at the top
there.
Look how many tabs you have open.
He has
there.
To have it.
This is
that's how we jump around.
This is for the show. I plan accordingly. Okay, but you're right.
So guess what? If you're watching the pod, not listening to the pod, and you want to see what's coming up, look at Alex's tab when it goes to that screenshot.
I'm gonna have to start opening this up. On
who
other
can
tabs.
Spot Alex's porn tab?
It's not this
he's
one.
He's a scat man.
Tricks on you. I have multiple.
I can't read this because these glasses are polarized.
Okay.
And it's fucking
so this line
up.
Right here
you
is
got
the
them at Walmart.
Super
how are they polarized?
They're polarized glasses. $22, bitch.
That's a good D. Yeah.
What we're looking at is the viewership trends in millions. And this goes from 1970, 75, all the way to about
and the top 2000. Line is the NFL.
Top line's NFL. And you can see
it's always been the...
It's tapered a little. Tapered a little, but
I mean, look, the thing the problem that the thing that I think is inconsistent, and maybe I don't know if it says this or not, but like those numbers are just for broadcasting, right? So
no, but this
like
you're
what,
right.
What about DAZN?
No, it's all streamed.
Is it all streaming?
Yeah, it takes
okay.
streaming also.
This, so do you honestly think that there's more viewership in traditional sports than something like esports, or do you think esports has? I like because
I think esports might. I think esports is gonna have the best chance of taking over the NFL.
Oh, for 100%.
Because there's so and the thing with esports is you can group any person that plays a video game into esports, right? So you have say, let's just say for just numbers, 100 games that are all in esports, right? They're all considered their own technical sport, really, right? Whereas the NFL's one product, esports has 100 products. So you're going to bring in more viewership. I think esports could possibly overtake the NFL.
I think we're looking at, yeah, no, absolutely.
It has a higher ceiling than the NFL. The NFL basically has North America. They're trying to branch out into Europe, but the NFL has a ceiling.
There is, absolutely. But there is, it the ceiling continues to grow, and you have to, I agree, these numbers that we're, going to continue to go over here are
that we've crunched for
that
days
that
before
crunched,
talking about
we've crunched for days. These are definitely television numbers, but television is still at least up to this. It was 2019 is where this cuts off anyways. It's still relevant enough. Even if okay, regardless, let's just look to 2010 then. But the trend line for Super Bowl goes from 46 million up to 100 million. So, you know, 100% growth.
Yeah.
The trend line for the NBA Finals goes from 1975 down to, say, 7 million here, and it kind of plateaus to 14 million. Again,
which is
100% growth.
Which is crazy, though. Only 14 million
only
people.
I know.
For the NBA Finals.
Let's see the World Series of baseball, okay? And hockey's not even on here, by the way. They have fucking Daytona 500 over the NHL playoffs. NBA...
Arena football at one point was more popular than
it was, yeah,
than hockey.
Oh my god! World Series of Baseball, 34 million in 1973. What do you think it is in 2010?
It looks shit.
15 million.
Yeah, so they dropped half.
So like, it's not the unfortunately, and again, baseball's a fun fucking game. to watch, or not to watch, to play.
Yeah, not, like, definitely not to watch.
Historically is fun, but they have a lot of problems that is not based on fucking sunscreen on a pitcher's hand.
100%. But even go about it the right way. Let the season go out. The biggest problem we get back to is that they changed it halfway. About halfway through the season.
About halfway. So unprofessional.
What's the number? Just say the number.
54.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I guess this is perfect timing to move into Adam TMZ.
TMZ. You're going to get a suit, bro.
Adam TMZ territory.
Yeah, you know what? Great great segue. Slow week in news.
Be honest, did you even try to find anything?
No, I mean, look, here's a couple things. The thing that I've been...
This is your segment. You got to research a little bit.
Listen, there's a couple things. Obviously, there's the Christy Teigen thing and the John Legend and Christy Teigen saying that the DMs from this dude are false. That's newsworthy.
Whoa. I literally have no fucking idea what you're talking about. So you have to at least give us some sort of backstory.
So Alex has more of a backstory than me on this. He knows. So I'm going to skip it for a second. So I'm just going to talk about the last few weeks we've been talking about the boxing. So there was a YouTube versus TikTok boxing match. A bunch of TikTokers were going against a bunch of YouTubers. The big fight that everybody was talking with was former college basketball player Austin McBroom versus Bryce Hall, who's a TikToker. And the thing that's funny is, I mean, if you bring it up, Bryce Hall gets destroyed by Austin McBroom, and he was talking major trash. And there's this one meme that's going out there. He's like, I'm not even a fighter. And then it cuts to him saying in pre-fight, I'm a fighter. I've had 40 street fights.
40 street fights?
Yeah, and he just gets...
I mean, I do not like this McBroom guy, but maybe... Do I like him? Like, I don't know who these fucking people
Me
are.
Me either. No idea who they are.
Okay, but fine.
Clip to the end. So, you have 12-minute video going. We 100% aren't watching the whole <It's>...
Holy shit. Hang on. They got Bruce fucking Buffer. Bruce... No, Michael.
Michael Buffer.
Oh, sorry. Michael Buffer. So, there's money in this shit. Like, people love this stuff.
Well, the thing that the reason people are more into this one than, let's say, the Logan Paul versus Money Mayweather is that everyone was throwing bombs on this one.
This motherfucker said he was in 40 fights?
No. Find the meme where it talks about, like, Bryce Hall. Just type in Bryce Hall meme or Bryce Hall... knockout or something like that.
I don't even give a fuck. I'd eat both those bitches for lunch.
You think so?
Nom nom nom. Well, maybe not right now. They both look like they're gonna have to. If I'm getting out of breath during our intro, I probably wouldn't win very many fights.
Oh, hang on.
Is this it?
Yeah.
What was that little bitch flick there? I think the funnier thing is there's actually people in the stands. There's actually people that paid to go watch this live.
Dude, it was full.
I mean...
This guy shut down fucking a street in Miami, McBroom.
For them both being, like, just, like, TikTok... Oh, wow, that was a pretty good
laugh. Popped. Oh,
he
got popped. Oh,
shit.
Why is his hands not up?
They called the fight there?
No, I think
No, they do end up calling
I mean,
the fight,
for
though.
Being, like, a TikToker and YouTuber, they're, I mean, they obviously trained, but they don't look like they're... bad
no,
shape
dude,
by any means.
It's all for show.
But they're... Oh!
Just wait. He gets tagged a couple more times.
Oh!
Like, that would rock the shit
That's
out
it.
Of you.
He called it there.
Hang on. Just the best part is, like, I'm not an actual fighter. And then it cuts to him before a match. He's like, I'm going to knock you because I'm a fighter.
That guy looks like he's rated to... Yeah, if you're gonna talk shit after you get beat up, you gotta remember the shit you talked prior to that.
Look,
yeah.
Man, more power to all these guys fucking making money.
Yeah, they're getting
off,
their bag.
You know, like I don't care. I don't love or hate. Well,
I'm indifferent. It's entertainment.
I'll say this: I could even hate that they're doing this, but respect that they're fucking. This is the most exciting thing that's happened to boxing
in
like
ages.
7 years is
I'm actually TikTokers more. I'd like fighting. To see them get like a team of TikTokers versus a team of YouTubers and play football, full contact football, just to see these fucking idiots smack each other with pads on.
Yeah, I'd like to see them.
I'd watch them play other sports.
I'd like to see them play some of those lingerie model teams and just fucking watch those girls lay.
They would
out.
Probably smoke. Those lingerie chicks would whoop these bitches.
I know they're running around in underwear, but they would fuck you up.
Yeah,
actually, I shouldn't say that.
The biggest thing out of this though is that it's telling fighters that you need to start taking your own shit in control, because you don't need promoters. You should get paid a lot more for what you do, because you're the one fighting.
They're definitely doing it wrong.
Yeah, so if you look at Logan Paul, Jake Paul, these fuckers here who are getting the bag, they're
who
getting
the money. 58 minutes until Adam mentioned one of the Paul brothers.
It's actually 59 minutes. Okay. 59 minutes. Okay, so the other big news though, I will say this,
before you move on, I just want to bring up this okay, I don't know if this is the interview that he said it in. Dana White brought up this point about this whole thing with professional fighters complaining about how much money the Pauls made, Mayweather right. made, and the Pauls calling out Dana White.
Oh, and he got
to be honest,
lambasted.
I see what they're saying, but I also see what Dana White says, like where he's like, okay, then.
Promote yourself.
Then become as famous as Logan Paul.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
His quote here was, imagine if Kim Kardashian wanted to fight Amanda Nunes. It's like, yeah, it would be the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
It would be huge. And no one's watching it because Kim Kardashian is a good fighter. They know what's going to happen. So to go back to like Mayweather and the Pauls, it was... Either side, you can pull your arguments of who did what and who won and who actually came out the victor without just being an exhibition. The fact of the matter is, both of these people found a way to make
bank,
millions and millions and millions of dollars. And you know what? I watched it. It wasn't like any less entertaining than. Probably 80% of the boxing matches I've watched.
How much do these TikTok fucks and YouTube fucks get paid for that shit?
Check it out.
Per fight.
Yeah, so while Alex is checking...
Is it more than like a million? It can't be a million.
No. I mean, it's all about the pay-per-views. So the big thing out of that one is that Jake Paul was saying that he would fight Austin McBroom. And I guess after the fight... There's been silence, and Austin McBroom sent out a tweet saying, like, oh, yeah, you're silence. And then Jake Paul responded saying that, yeah, your pay-per-view buys were shit. Why would I want to fight you? Or something along the lines of that.
Makes sense.
So I don't know if there was a lot of pay-per-view buys for the YouTube TikTok one. I mean, the other thing that you got to look at, too, is that how much are some of these people going to pay? Like, is your audience going to actually pay the things... That you're getting invested in.
Well, so this is the you're right. It's getting look, the younger the audience, the more savvy the audience to circumvent any sort of paywall, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, but anyways, McBroom said $5 million on a contract, 4% of pay per view sales included.
So he made $5 million for that,
and then
he's still a winner in my books, man. Fucking congrats, that guy.
And it. Another million if he gets a knockout.
Anyone to fight.
Yeah. But look, I would go into a match for $1 million to get fucking punched on. Like,
I would fight by someone in who's... the fucking world for $1 million. Anybody. Jesus. I would stand there and let someone just knock me out.
Even a Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I'd take a Mike Tyson punch for
$1 million. Even the late, great Kimbo Slice?
I would fucking take less to get knocked out by Kimbo Slice. Because my NFT of getting knocked out by him would be worth more.
Okay, so before we wrap up, as we're talking, I'm like, well, I should have done a little bit of research with some of the news. The big thing that I thought that happened this week, which I thought went pretty amicably, was Caller Daddy has signed a $60 million deal with Spotify to leave Barstool. And so Portnoy and Barstool are still getting merchandise, right? So there's like a 50-50 split or something like that. But Caller Daddy went over to Spotify, signed a $60 million deal.
Crazy.
Obviously, and that's over 3 years. So I think it's $20 million a year. Huge, huge podcast. Obviously, there was that major controversy last year with
She's kind of she's a good looking girl.
Have you listened to it?
No,
I don't listen to this. Yeah, shit.
It's kind of hard to listen to sometimes.
Like the name?
It's kind of like the, it seems like it's taking the Twitch route, like softcore porn a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of positive sex talk. But the big thing that I thought was interesting about this, and if
congrats to her though. Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats.
Fucking A.
I was listening to the Portnoy podcast because I was listening to the Sons and Four guy.
Yeah. How I thing. Glucked my way to the top.
Yeah.
She's sucking a lot of.
Sucking a lot of D.
D's?
Yeah.
Glucked, actually, it's a form of cooking.
Oh, yeah. Right. Fucking A. Well, hey.
All I was going to say is I thought it on Dave Portnoy's podcast, he actually kind of breaks it down and he talks about it and saying, like, you know, obviously she gave Barstool a chance to acquire it because, like, it just didn't make financial sense for us for the amount. We'd have to play the perfect game in order to make that money back. $20 million a year for the next 3 years. That's what her Spotify account is. But it just goes to show how much power somebody has when you have that audience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And this is where we're going, boys.
Yeah, we are. So for the Bandwagon Boys, and are we doing an Jerry? Are we just going
to... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we are. Okay. I fucked up. I was about to call us out there.
I don't have one this week. What would Jerry do?
Okay. I have one right here.
Sit down, you fucks.
you dirty, dirty scumbags. All right. What would Jerry do? Jerry Jones, owner
I almost called us out before you did this here.
We go back. Jerry Jones accidentally, gets sucked in. He's doing a lot of research with the military undercover because I got that oil money, son.
Oil.
And this might answer that question, but he goes back in time and he ends up in his shoes, but the NFL doesn't exist.
So what time is he going back to?
He's going back to, when did he buy the Cowboys? 1989. 89. So he's made his oil money, like enough, he's not.
But he knows about football. It's never been.
He just needs to do something. NFL, it's like Back to the Future, but the NFL's been never, it just never started.
Okay.
There's no football. There's no sport league for him to get into.
Okay.
What?
No sports in general, just no NFL.
Sport, no major sports in general, because I think the easiest transition would be he goes and owns.
Okay, so 1980. So what you're saying, just to break it down for our audience,
yep.
1989, Jerry Jones has all this money that he made from oil. Instead of investing it into
a
franchise,
and I better be right with
what does he spend his money on?
Oh,
what does Jerry Jones do instead of own the Cowboys?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay.
It's not like he's spending his money. It's like...
Gotcha.
Okay. Question.
There's no chance of buying a team.
Can't buy the NFL team.
Question. So he has knowledge.
No.
He has knowledge because he's going back in time. So he knows in 2021, he knows what's happened in the last...
He's worked with the government. He's made this time machine, and they accidentally flick the switch on Jerry. No, and he gets thrown consciousness.
80-year-old Jerry is now with
50-year-old Jerry,
40-year-old Jerry,
whatever he was.
So like, kind of what? Oh, we already know the answer. It happened.
This is a Freaky Friday.
It already happened. Did you not see what happened to how Biff got rich because old Biff?
No, he said there's no sports. There's no sports.
I'm just saying.
Old Biff came to young Biff and gave him a great idea. So old Jerry came to young Jerry, and now they fucking invented the internet or invented something to just make him even a trillionaire over a billionaire. Yeah. So he, instead of how the internet is today, Jerry gets there, he buys all the rights to the internet, and he fucking puts a monopoly on the internet. So now Jerry Jones, imagine now, right now, 2021, Jerry Jones owns everything to do with any online searching.
Okay, think about this.
But the butterfly effect, though, if Jerry Jones did that, would the internet wouldn't be what it is today.
But
he put a monopoly on it.
It wouldn't be Google, it'd be Jerry.
But he had enough money. If he went back to 89 Jerry, who had millions of dollars already... They could have came up
with
it. He would have been able to get rid of
people. This is what I think
this
Jerry...
This isn't a debate.
Listen to this.
Anth, what do you say? What does Jerry do in 1989 when old Jerry comes back to young Jerry.
Put a monopoly on the internet.
Okay, so that's his answer.
I want to further that answer if I can.
No, you can't. Yeah, you have to.
I want
to
build off.
He Bitcoined.
No. This is what I think Jerry Jones does. He comes back with his 80 to 90 year old ideas of what the internet is and what Amazon is, and he starts trying to like explain it to people. But he does, so like. The internet, it still exists today, but it's totally different. Like,
and then, you know, you just click on the button and it opens your email.
Yeah, it'd be like someone saying, well, why the fuck would I order something from this website when I could just go and buy it? Why would I stream? I can go rent that.
Because there's it's all online. There's shops.
He doesn't know how these things actually do. He just knows how he uses them. And yeah. So he's trying to explain to like.
And then you can search a place to drive to.
Yeah.
You pick up your phone and you tap it in with your phone.
They're like, what do you mean? The phone's like, on a cord. Type it on your phone.
Because the only phone that the only type of keyboard I've seen, you got to like, you type in this thing that's the size of a desk and the computer's 15. I like that.
That's right. Jerry comes
sizes.
Back, tries to monopolize the internet and just fails.
But he's got to keep going backwards to be like, because they're like, what are you talking about on your phone? So now he has to invent a cell phone, but it's going to be a Jerry. Everything's called a Jerry. It's all called a Jerry.
Jerry goes back. Yeah, okay, so this isn't my answer, but Jerry goes and he tries to figure out, okay, well, how do you make the internet work? And he goes to Google it, but his phone has no service. So he's like, how the hell am I supposed to find that out? So then he spends 20 years searching for the right scientist to help him or the right engineer to find him.
And by that time, he just ends up going to Jeff Bezos's and whoever invented.
Oh, that guy, house. Jeff Bezos. How do I find out who Jeff Bezos is?
But yeah, somehow it ended up just how the world is today. It was because Jerry Jones went back in time 14 times to try to figure out how to do the internet.
He did the whole, Avengers?
Yeah.
Dr. Strange does and
did it 14 million times.
There's only one.
Okay, my answer to wrap it up is Jerry Jones would know that he's not smart enough, or in terms of like a technical sense. Oh, that was like a.
Was that a burp?
That was like a throat burp. I didn't even burp.
It's got you were bubbling up.
That was a dad burp.
Yeah, it was a dad burp.
Father's Day weekend, dad burping it up in here.
Shout out to all the fathers out there.
Shout out, Papas.
So Jerry Jones creates the NFL.
Oh, you're going. He is going for it,
and he calls it the Jerry Football League.
But this goes back to Alex. This goes back to Alex's thing. Imagine Jerry Jones trying to. I mean. Maybe not so much now. I'm sure he could still do it. He's been involved
with it. He tries to invent football?
How different it would be.
Because Jerry Jones...
It's called the Dallas Cowboys Football League. Jerry Coast offense.
Think of it this way. What else would Jerry Jones do?
He loves football.
The only thing he's known in the last... He doesn't know about oil. His other people are doing NFTs and Bitcoin.
Yep.
He uses his phone to search the internet. He's definitely an Apple user, not an iPhone, not an Android user.
Yep.
Sorry, Alex. He would
text
have
him
to,
regularly.
He,
always have that blue
he
text.
Would, mm-hmm. He would come up and he would create the NFL and he would pour all of his oil money into creating this football league.
And you know what? I think he'd be successful. Yeah. But on that note, Jerry, if you go back in time and there's no NFL... Don't shoot yourself. Just figure it out. On the Bandwagon Boys and Anth Best, your host, Dallas Cowboys Cam Fan, the number one motherfucking entertainment page in the world. We out, Big HUD. Play it up, son.